Between 40 and 50% of Kiwi kids have early childhood tooth decay. It's also one of the leading causes of child hospitalisation.
Stats that have led one paediatric dentist to talk direct to our littlest people in person so they don't end up in a surgery.
In a corner of a community library in Christchurch, a dentist has his audience spellbound.
Oh, I can see some teeth. Oh, look at that.
When he's not pulling teeth of the cavity kind, specialist paediatric dentist Arun Natarajan is taking his message to the miners.
This juice has got this many sugar cubes in it.
Spreading the gummy gospel.
So you spit the toothpaste, but no rinsing the mouth with water.
Preaching to these preschoolers the importance of good oral health.
Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 10 and 8, 18 teeth. Good job.
So what's prompted a public health professional to leave the clinic and pick up a puppet?
Now Ruby's teeth are pretty clean, and then she goes, yay!
And paediatric dentist Arun Natarajan is here now. Nice to see you, Arun. What made you decide to go out into the community and talk directly to preschoolers?
I work at the Christchurch Hospital, which means that I see the extreme end of the tooth decay spectrum with kids. So, you know, I always wanted to sort of get into the community because I don't get a chance to do that often. And when I got this opportunity through my manager, I thought, you know, I should take it. And I went there and I just loved it. And I think it's been my seventh time that I'm doing it. Yeah.
Arun, what are you seeing in your public clinic at Christchurch Hospital?
Every day we see kids walking with, you know, at least, you know, 5 or 10 teeth that are affected that needs to be, you know, either taken out or filled, and they are often in pain and broken down teeth or infected teeth. So that's what we see. It's kind of the extreme end of the spectrum of the tooth decay.
And how does, say, a kid under 2 have tooth decay?
The single most thing that's causing tooth decay is actually sugar. So we've been asking for a sugar tax or a health levy put on the industry, but we are still waiting for that to happen. So sugar is the single most common thing. And following that is obviously the education and the awareness around, as simple as brushing twice daily by an adult up until 8 years of age using a fluoride toothpaste.
And as you said there, an adult should be cleaning their teeth for kids up until the age of 8. Why is that?
Around about 6 or 7 years of age, you get the adult first permanent molars coming through, and they take around about at least a couple of years of age to, you know, come through in line fully and sit nicely with the other baby teeth. So when they are actually not fully erupted, you need an adult to actually turn the toothbrush around and brush, you know, teeth very properly, especially at the very back.
And Arun, you're also telling them not to rinse with water after they've cleaned their teeth. Why is that a no-no?
Yeah, because toothpaste has got really good things like fluoride and other minerals like calcium and phosphate, which can be really good for the teeth. As long as the fluoride sticks on the teeth, it can protect the enamel and fight against tooth decay.
Thanks very much, Arun.
Thanks very much, Sasha and Jeremy. Goodbye.